From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Bass Concert Hall at the University of Texas at Austin, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Bill. Oh, behave. So excited to be back in Austin, the part of Texas that it is, of course, the least like Texas. They're excited, as you can hear, everybody here, yes. Everybody here in Austin is excited to have us, too, because now that we are here, the Ebola virus is no longer the worst thing that's been allowed into Texas this year. We'll be talking to Dale Watson, one of the great musicians who does everything he can to keep Austin weird. But first, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Diane from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, how are things in Buffalo?
Buffalo's great.
I've been all around the country. I've never been to Buffalo. No, this is true. It's one of the few cities I've been to. So what am I missing by missing Buffalo?
Oh, lots of things. We have great restaurants. We have a nice waterfront.
Uh-huh.
People are very friendly. It's up and coming.
It's the Paris of Western New York.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm from Syracuse. I used to go to Buffalo
for culture.
Yeah.
Well, I dare you to come here and have a bad time, Bob.
All right, you crazy little minx. It's on.
Now, Diane, let's introduce you to our panel. First up, a comedian performing this weekend at the Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska, and November 20th to 22nd at the Laughing Derby in Louisville, Kentucky, Mr. Bobcat Goldthwait. Next, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, it is Ms. Faith Saley.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Faith.
And a humorist and storyteller who's hosting the Moth Main Stage annual members event at the Great Hall at Cooper Union in New York City on November 12th. It's Tom Baudet.
Hello, Diane.
Hey, Tom.
So you're going to start us off with Who's Bill this time? Bill Curtis is going to create for you, or rather recreate for you, three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, the voice of scorekeeper Emeritus Carl Castle, on whatever device you would like to store it on. You ready to play?
Okay. I think I am.
All right, here is your first quote.
This is a real ass-whooping.
That was West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin talking about the results of what? Don't tell her.
The election?
Yes, the midterm election. The last time a bunch of liberals got beaten this badly, they were being clubbed by the Chicago police. The Republican victory parties on Tuesday night were incredible. People were going nuts. Normally, the only place you see old white people celebrate like that is on Antiques Roadshow. Republicans won just about every race they were in the country. They took the Senate. They expanded control of the House. They are now going to take over all independent coffee shops, which will be transformed into combination Hooters and gun stores. I think, especially in Texas, efficient business model.
Sure.
I'd go.
And it also would, you know, there's a lot of flap over concealed weapons, so that would probably be addressed.
Yeah.
You know, the pundits are saying that this election kind of demonstrated that the so-called war on women doesn't gin up Democratic voters anymore. And I think these midterms were an embrace of women because all the headlines kind of celebrated, well, Peter, they celebrated a ladies' moon time. There was a lot of talk about the big red wave.
That's true.
All over the country, yeah. You know?
Now, Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, he, of course, will be the majority leader in the new Republican Senate. The pundits say that even though he has very little charisma, McConnell is brilliant behind the scenes. So now his maneuverings have got control of the Senate, the most hated institution in America. For his next trick, he's becoming Emperor of Syphilis.
Is that a real title?
Yeah. Here is your next quote.
It doesn't make me mopey. It energizes me.
That was the leader of the losing team lying about his feelings about the election results on Tuesday. Who was that?
President Obama.
Yes, indeed, President Obama. Republicans won this massive electoral victory pretty much on the platform of hating President Obama. Post-election articles had quotes from Democratic staffers and politicians. They also now hate President Obama. Well, he said in his famous convention speech 10 years ago that he wanted to unite America. This is probably not what he had in mind.
I think we can admire the president's commitment to rolling up his sleeves and getting to work these next 2 years. He said he's willing to have a bourbon with Senator McConnell,
yeah.
and he'll go golfing with John Boehner.
Technically, he said he'll let John Boehner win at golf.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Okay.
A little dig there.
Well, I think he should indulge in the lame duck spa package and get a couples massage with Pat Roberts, and maybe a mani-pedi with John Cornyn.
That'd be awesome. It wasn't all bad for Democrats. One piece of good news, this is true, a state Senate candidate in Washington State won a hard-fought re-election campaign. Unfortunately, and this is also true, this state Senate candidate died last week. That may be the solution for the Democrats' dilemma. Run dead, guys. Hey, it's worked for Harry Reid.
You know, John Boehner gave some warnings to Obama recently. He said, he said if he acts unilaterally, he said he's going to burn himself. And I think the president should listen to Boehner because he knows about that. You know, he doesn't burn, he tans.
He does, that's true. All right, here is your last quote.
If it falls off, it doesn't matter.
That was some of the excellent car advice given by someone who passed away this week. Who was it?
Oh, beloved Tom Magliazzi.
Is that how you pronounce it correctly. Tom Magliazzi. We would have accepted a car talk, of course. We would have accepted click or clack. They didn't know which one was which either. This is personal for us here at Wait Wait, because with his brother Ray, Tom Magliazzi proved that public radio doesn't have to be serious or smart or dignified or really worthwhile in any way. So what we're saying, and quite seriously, is that without Tom, Wait Wait would not be on your radio right now. But he did good things too.
He's memorialized in so many ways. And one of his best lines I've never been able to get out of my head, there was a caller who said when he takes his car down the driveway and goes to the east, it makes this terrible clunk, clunk, clunking sound. But if he goes down the driveway and he turns west, it doesn't. What do I do? And Tom said, go west, young man, go west.
And then he laughed and laughed. Bill, how did Diane do?
Perfect. Out of Buffalo.
There you are.
Just like the falls.
Well done. You've won Carl Castle's voice, and I hope you use it well.
Thank you.